Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Atlanta's People You Need to Know Business Guide, the publication that's guaranteed to raise your business profile. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with Atlanta pediatrician Dr. Lynette Wilson Phillips about what's going on at Decatur Pediatric Group. Our guest today is a native of Charleston, South Carolina, and she's one of the owners of the Decatur Pediatric Group. They're a full-service pediatric office serving patients from newborn to 19 years of age. Decatur Pediatric Group provides high-quality, comprehensive care in maintaining the physical and mental health of your child. We are so very honored to have on the phone today a pediatrician who's been serving the Metro Atlanta community for over 20 years. Dr. Lynette Wilson Phillips, welcome to Spark Plug Radio.
Good morning, Spark Plug. This is such an honor to be here. Not only representing Decatur Pediatric Group, who has been a bricks and mortar practice serving the community for over 20 years, as you stated, but also sitting here with you and talking with you about our foundation and nonprofit, Kids Doc on Wheels, which basically is the same model that we're providing in our bricks and mortar facilities. We have put it on wheels and taken it to the community, not only offering school-based health, but also providing telemedicine access and basically giving children access to a clinician throughout their school day. While they're home virtually doing their work now, they actually still have access to their clinician through Kids Doc on Wheels. So we are extremely happy to be here in order to share some tips as we go through this very difficult time of the COVID-19.
So the Decatur Pediatric Group is still open?
Yes, we are. Have been modified, however, as well as we have modified the types of visits that we're seeing in our office. So in order to keep everyone safe, including our staff as well as our patients, we have reduced our hours and we are basically seeing well exams in the office, and we're trying to streamline our sick visits to telemedicine visits. And so we have the access to do virtual visits for those sick visits with the well exams. We are doing those for the most part Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. We're still maintaining our Saturday morning hours from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Well, let's back up a little bit. Tell us a little bit more about Kids Doc on Wheels. How'd you come up with the concept?
Sure. So the concept developed from my business partner and I recognizing that children are not consistently receiving the care that they need. And we basically realized that there are children in certain pockets of the Metro Atlanta community that need access to health care. And so we came up with this concept in order to expand and prove the accessibility for children, not only to go to the doctor when they have the need for vaccination, but also to maintain their health by going in and having their annual physical exams. And so we basically have implemented a program that establishes with every child that registers in their school-based health clinic, they receive an assessment of their medical, dental, and behavioral health. This is to improve their academic success because we all know that a healthy child is a successful child academically. And so in establishing this program, we basically put a telemedicine kiosk at each one of the schools that we're serving. So that child has access to a clinician throughout their school day. Just take, for example, in the past, prior to Kids Doc on Wheels coming about, if that child came to school with a red eye presented to the classroom, the teacher would immediately send that child to the school nurse. The school nurse would call the child's parents first, and then the child would actually be taken home. Now, with Kids Doc on Wheels being present in the school, the school nurse can schedule a virtual visit for the child to be seen while they're still at school. The parent is at work. The parent can virtually link into the visit and actually have an opportunity to see the visit going on with the clinician. The clinician assesses the child, notices that, no, this is not your considered infectious pink eye, but it is actually a form of allergies where the child may have an allergic eye irritation going on. The child is able to go back to their classroom. The parent is able to go back to work. The parent is able to pick up any necessary prescriptions at the end of the day, and the child is able to go on and proceed and have not miss much time from their classroom activities. This program is also being expanded during the coronavirus season, and that we are offering the ongoing telemedicine virtual services. So if that parent has or has not registered in their child's school-based health clinic with Kids Doc on Wheels, they still can call our office at 404-574-2524, 404-574-2524, and schedule a Kids Doc on Wheels virtual telemedicine visit. These are for illnesses including like a rash, runny nose, cold and cough symptoms. We want to make sure that while your child is at home during this difficult time of COVID-19, that they still have access to a certified clinician that can provide that care while they're away from school, as well as maintaining their great health in order for them to be successful with their virtual education.
Well, that's one of the best ideas I've heard in a long time. So congratulations on that, and thank you for caring so much about all the little kids throughout the Metro Atlanta community. Let's move on. What are some of the additional safety measures that the Decatur Pediatric Group has taken to ensure kids' safety that parents should know about?
Sure. So during this COVID-19 season, because Decatur Pediatric Group and Kids Doc on Wheels takes a great interest in making sure that that child is at all times practicing good health and nutrition and exercise and all of those things that's going to help them to have a body that is able to resist the potential viruses that may face them. So we are continuing to impress upon our patients as well as our staff. We are making sure that the office is sanitized. We are making sure that our staff is washing their hands. Of course, hand sanitizer is readily available, but at the same time, we are encouraging soap and water. And we're doing the same thing for our little ones that come through. We're educating the family through the children by telling them to wash their hands for 20 seconds. We want them to sing the ABC song or sing the happy birthday song twice. They can go through the ABC song once, but the goal is for them to get in between the webs of their fingers to actually have that soap and water contact for a minimum of 20 seconds each time that they wash their hands. We're encouraging them to wash their hands at minimum 10 times a day. What we're doing is making sure that when they're touching their face, when they're touching those areas of their body that have a different type surface that is more susceptible to the particular viruses that are out here, not only the coronavirus, but your flu virus, your typical colds and runny nose and things of that nature, those in most cases are caused by viruses also. So what we're doing is encouraging them to do not touch the areas that are very sensitive and have a different type of skin surface, the eyes, the nose, the mouth. We call it the T-zone. Those are very susceptible to the particular viruses that kind of hang around on surfaces. The most challenging part about this COVID-19 is that it hangs around on the different surfaces a little bit longer, or quite a bit longer, I should say, than your other viruses. So we basically are teaching and educating not only with their routine well exams, but also when they come in for those sick visits, we are constantly reinforcing the importance of those preventative measures that are going to help and maintain the healthiness of the child. So while we're home, we're wanting you to adopt the 4 R's. Relax, reduce your stress, continue to make those healthy choices, exercising, practicing nutritional great eating habits, vegetables and fruit. Review what you've done in the past, readjust, and then react and move forward. Let's take advantage of the COVID-19 sheltering process, and let's make some adjustments in order for us to move forward post-COVID-19, not having to worry about any other additional viruses that may come along, because we would already be practicing good, healthy nutrition, contact-type, preventative-type measures to prevent the exposure and transmission of any type of condition. So we continue to maintain those very sterile processes in the office, and that is why we have tried to reduce the exposure of our families by separating out the well exams, bringing in all the well kids at one time, and leaving the sick visits to either telemedicine remotely, where you can sit in the comfort of your home and not risk exposing anyone else to any particular type of virus or infection. And those that do need the in-office services, so suppose you need a lab or some type of test, we are going outside of the office. We actually come outside the office, pick up your sample, whatever that may be, if it is to swab your throat, pick up a urine sample. We are actually trying to keep any type of communicable virus out of our office and going and making it convenient for the families to either do it via telemedicine or, if need be, drop the sample off in a drive-by type situation so that we could go on and maintain good sanitary environment for our patients at the bricks and mortar office.
Well, Dr. Wilson Phillips, as a well-respected pediatrician in Metro Atlanta, what are you telling your patients or their parents about coronavirus?
In reference to the coronavirus, it is a unique virus in that children are the main asymptomatic because they are potentially the main carriers of the particular virus. And so they don't realize that they may be sick because they may not have the cough, cold, runny nose, have the body aches, all of those things that potentially go along with the active infection. They may walk around with the virus and pass it on to someone else that may be a bit more susceptible. So by educating and training our families on the importance of washing their hands, maintaining that social distance when they are outside of the house, when they are among other people that are outside of their family, it is extremely important that we maintain that social distance. We're also recommending that our children, as well as adults, when they're going into mixed company, that they do wear a face covering. We're wanting to make sure that that face covering has a good seal on the nose and mouth, because as we just spoke about before, the T-zones, the eyes, the nose, and the mouth, because it's a respiratory transmitted condition, it's those passages that basically can cause the transmission of the particular virus. And so with our children, we're suggesting that you do get a nicely fitted face covering that covers the nose and mouth well. We're also suggesting to our adults that when you're out in mixed company, outside of your immediate family, that you wear the face covering, as well as practice the social distancing and staying 6 feet apart, as well as refraining from touching those particular areas of your hands, where we're asking you to refrain from touching your face, especially your mouth, your eyes, and your nose, so that you do not risk picking up that particular virus from a hard surface and infecting yourself or infecting someone else with it. So those are the particular cautions, but I do promise you that if you maintain health, nutrition, and wellness, that builds up a resistance for your body. And maybe that's why children are so resistant to it, is because we as parents, we're making sure that our children are healthy, but our immune systems as adults may not be as resistant because they're constantly exposed to the viruses in their school environment. But at the same time, we as adults may not have that challenged immune system. So basically, we're trying to protect our adults from the children who are great carriers of this particular virus.
Well, Dr. Wilson Phillips, can you foresee a time in the near future when the coronavirus will be just a faded memory to the medical community and society as a whole?
Sparkplug, that's a great question, but I don't see this virus going away. Basically, like the flu, the influenza came about 100 years ago. is, I think it was 1918 when that particular flu virus came into fruition. And as we know the flu now, there are medications that we use to treat the flu, as well as there is a flu vaccine. And I do sincerely believe that we're going to have to move towards a vaccine for this particular coronavirus 19, as well as they are working on tediously in our research labs and everything. They are intensely working on developing the correct COVID antiviral medication for the COVID-19, as well as they are working on and developing a vaccine for the particular coronavirus. And this is my personal thought, that before we go back to pre-COVID, I don't think we will ever see a community of the same of our pre-COVID time. And it is my sincere prayer that we will be released of this shelter and everything in the very near future. But I do think that some parameters are going to have to be put in place, whether it be a vaccine that allows us to go back into socialization like we did in the past, or whether it be some type of antiviral medication that we're taking to prevent us from being susceptible to this particular virus. But the way that we saw things pre-COVID will not be the same post-COVID-19. And it's not a bad thing. I think it's a good thing because it actually gives us an opportunity to maximize some of the intellectual and innovation-type models providing not only healthcare, but other educational services. It is actually going to make us more efficient in how we produce and develop certain products that are much needed in the community. So as I stated before, I think this COVID-19, pre-COVID, we won't see it again, but post-COVID, we're going to be much better.
Well, tell us about some of the services for children that are available at the Decatur Pediatric Group.
We are very happy to say that Decatur Pediatric Group has taken great pride in making sure that our services with the organization are comprehensive. We're making sure that our children have access to not only receiving their well exams, but also if they do have potential conditions that are inclusive of behavioral problems, that they're having some difficulties with attention, the diagnosis of ADHD, we not only identify it and diagnose it, but we also manage it and offer counseling to our families that have conditions that require additional support by clinical and licensed caseworkers and social workers. So we do have that access for our patients to have counseling in-house. So that is a program that we offer, and we partner with a couple of different agencies to help with providing that service. And during this time that we are down, you know, with doing the telemedicine, that is a program so that we are able to maintain connectivity with our families. And so we are trying to make sure that Decatur Pediatric Group maintains that access for our families while they're home, and we're trying to reduce that social interaction during the COVID-19. Decatur Pediatric Group, as well as Kids Doc on Wheels, we offer allergy testing. So if that child has significant allergies that may complicate their other medical conditions, including eczema, including asthma, we have the testing available on both platforms, and both our bricks and mortar, Decatur Pediatric Group, as well as via our school-based clinic, our school-bound community clinic, which is Kids Doc on Wheels. And so the beauty of Kids Doc on Wheels is that we're not only offering telemedicine while the child is in school, it is a telemedicine platform that maintains the access. So now that our schools are closed, there still is access to Kids Doc on Wheels. We've opened the service up beyond the schools that we're physically serving now, but because of the situation that we're in and we are a telemedicine platform, the services for Kids Doc on Wheels are available. And basically, you, as I've stated before, you can reach us and schedule an appointment with a pediatrician at the number 404-574-2524. You can call us, Kids Doc on Wheels, and we'll be happy to schedule the appointment for you. And the last but not least, we've modified our hours, but we're still accessible to you through our bricks and mortar of Decatur Pediatric Group with our modified hours Monday through Friday, 8 to 1, and Saturdays from 9 to 1. But this is in order for you to rest assured that Decatur Pediatric Group is here for you, and we are extending services via Kids Doc on Wheels to our community at large.
And where are your three brick-and-mortar offices located?
We have two locations on the east side, I like to say. We are located in the beautiful city of Stonecrest, formerly Lithonia. We are at Hillendale Park Court, as well as we're in Clarkston, which is our original location, which is on East Ponce de Leon. And then we have our third location, which is in Smyrna, which is our Cobb office off of South Cobb Drive, 3065 South Cobb Drive. The address for the Hillendale location is 5424 Hillendale Park Court. We can be located online by looking for Decatur Pediatric Group. Yes, I know you're saying, well, you're beyond Decatur. You're not only located close to Decatur. We started off, actually, I purchased the practice in 1996. It originally started in downtown Decatur in the 1950s, prior to my birth and even being thought about. But it was from my coming to Emory for my pediatric residency program, I was offered an opportunity to purchase Decatur Pediatric Group, which at that time had moved from downtown Decatur to the East Ponce de Leon office. And in purchasing the practice, I was offered an opportunity to expand beyond our original Clarkston location to the Smyrna community. And it was at that time that it was brought to my attention of, Dr. Wilson Phillips, you're not any longer in or in close proximity to Decatur, Georgia. What are you going to call this location here out in Smyrna? And because, ironically, but I spiritually, that Decatur is my father's name, and that was the reason that we maintained the name Decatur. So basically, we just continued to call it Decatur Pediatric Group, and we've just added the actual city or county location to the name so that it is clear that we are not only in close proximity to Decatur, but we also have these other locations. But we maintain the name in memory of my father, Decatur Ward Wilson.
How can our listeners connect with you?
Very accessible. We have our bricks and mortar Decatur Pediatric Group. You can go online, decaturpediatricgroup.com, or you can reach us through kidsdoconwheels.org, kids, K-I-D-S, doc, D-O-C, on wheels, with an S, .org, or through the decaturpediatricgroup.com, as well as you can reach us via phone if you're trying to reach our bricks and mortar practice, Decatur Pediatric Group, 404-296-7133, 404-296-7133. And once again, our Kids Doc on Wheels model via phone is available, 404-574-2524.
All right. Well, Dr. Lynette Wilson Phillips, one of the owners of Decatur Pediatric Group, thanks for spending some of your most precious and valuable time with us today.
Thank you, Sparkplug.
All right. Well, you've been listening to Sparkplug Radio, the radio station that shines the spotlight on women business owners and professionals in Metro Atlanta and beyond. To listen to even more people you need to know, just Google Sparkplug Radio and be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. To view the digital version of People You Need to Know Business Guide, please visit sparkplugpr.com. I want to take a moment to thank my production team for doing another amazing job behind the scenes. Thanks again for tuning in, and be sure to tell your friends about Sparkplug Radio. So until next time, this is Spark Plug, America's ambassador for women business owners, reminding you that you are the person who has to decide whether you'll do it or toss it aside. You are the person who makes up your mind, whether you'll lead or linger behind, whether you'll try for a goal that is far or be content to stay where you are. Take it or leave it, there's something to do. Just think it over. It's all up to you.